6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Working with God by Gardner Hunting, published in 1934. I heard a wonderful sermon once on the subject of unconscious influence. The idea expressed was that whatever influence we have on others, or in the world at large, will always be almost wholly unknown to us. Our unconscious influence will always be greater than our conscious influence, just as the part of the iceberg underwater is greater than that above the surface, and just as our so-called subconscious mind is greater than our conscious mind. How do I know what my influence on my baby son in the cradle is, or how far-reaching it is? It may affect him profoundly and extend on throughout his whole life, for good or for ill. A harsh word to his mother may lay the foundation for his attitude toward her, toward all women. My love for her and the way it is expressed may set his standard for all his years. I think he is too young to take notice of such things, but that is not true. Child specialists have said that a human being's character is largely formed before they are 3 years old. What part has my unconscious influence been in forming it? Beyond that, how do I know what my influence is on the young man or the young woman who works for me, who applies to me for work? Are these two not affected by my encouragement or my coldness? Are they not inspired or embittered by what I say, by my manner, by my very attitude? How do I know what my unconscious influence is on the clerk who waits on me in the store? Are they indifferent to my fault-finding or my appreciation of good service? What about the gas station attendant? Are they influenced by my indifference to their efforts to please me, by my word of thanks? What about my grocer, my barber, my waitress, my bartender? What about my employer or my business partner? Is it possible that they watch me, each one, and take from me some cue for living? Is it possible that they live just a little differently because of contact with me? Is it possible that I make them a little more miserable or a little more hopeful and happy because I pass their way? It has often been said that you can tell what a person's mood is by the way they blow the horn on the car. You can tell whether they are impatient, arrogant, ugly, courteous, or kind. Can someone tell what I am like by the way I blow my horn? Of course they can. They are just as intelligent and as open to impressions as I am. They are just as susceptible to passing influence. How am I affected by other people's unconscious influence? Why, some people have affected the whole course of my life without being aware of it at all. There was the teacher in primary school or kindergarten who chose me to do an errand for her because I was well behaved. There was the cousin who told me my nose was atrociously big. There was the crowd that laughed when I tripped over a second base in Little League. There was the drunken man who passed my home when I was 5 and staggered along with 1 foot off and 1 foot on the sidewalk. There was the man with the broken arm who sat and let the doctor set it, laughing and telling stories throughout the operation, while I watched in awe and admiration. There was the employer who always stopped talking when I burst in with something I wanted to say. There was the young man who kissed his father before a crowd after a long separation and was unashamed of the affection. There was the college professor who gave me a second examination after I had flunked, because he knew I could pass. There was the father who taught me to shovel the snow clean off the walk so that nobody else would have to sweep it after me. There was the mother who forgave me for lying to her and made me everlasting ashamed of being untrue. There was the wife who believed in my ability to make good when I was apparently failing. There was the rival who quit in my favor and congratulated me on my success. There was the worker who admired my wonderful dad and made me appreciate him. There was the sister who thought I was much more generous than I am and made me want to live up to her opinion of me. Some of these people perhaps tried to influence me a little. None of them realized how deep their influence went, and how, after all the years I remember, and am spurred to new efforts because of those memories. Do you ever wake up in the night and remember the contacts of the day, or the contacts of yesterday, or last year, or of childhood? Do you think those memories have no influence on you? Do you think the other people involved know that you are still thinking about those contacts with them? What do you suppose those people got out of contact with you? Do you know? Of course you don't. You think that they forget you. Well, they don't. They are just like you. They wake up in the night and think. Their hearts go down or their spirits rise because of something you did or said or looked, just as your courage ebbs or flows because of something they gave you. A word, an act, a glance, an attitude, a sigh, a laugh, a sob, a mean trick, an act of self-sacrifice, one of yours, was stamped upon their hearts and souls. Something you did, something you said, something you were, now makes them set their teeth and clench their hands, or shrug and laugh, or cower and shrink, or give and give. Do you not think so? Well then, you are much more important than you know. God put you where you are to be a divine channel for messages to somebody, to everybody, to all around you. You can't live and breathe and work and play without influencing the people all around you. Would it not be marvelous if that influence could only be a help and an inspiration always? How could you make it so? It is often said that we cannot consciously influence people very much. Why is that? Is it because the portion of ourselves that we are most conscious of is the portion that influences them least? Is it because, quote, what you are thunders so that I cannot hear what you say? Might it not be better if we stop trying to be conscious of our influence and let the unconscious influence do the work? Perhaps you will ask yourself, if I am consciously trying to influence you by what I am saying here, well, whatever what I say is worth, you will be more influenced by something that I am not aware of saying. Of course, we try consciously to influence one another. If you know that there is a washout in the road, you will try to warn me of it. I may accept your warning and benefit by it, but you will never know that you have shamed me by the contrast between your thoughtfulness and my usual selfish indifference to the welfare of others, and that next time I am going to emulate you. Do you suppose that the Good Samaritan had any idea that Christ would hold his simple kindness up to the world as an example of what it is to be a good neighbor? Even if Jesus' parable about him is only fiction, Jesus had in mind some prototype who actually did something of the kind. Perhaps the reason why my unconscious influence is always greater than my conscious influence is that what I unconsciously show of my intention is always sincere. It is sincerity that influences people. Sincerity cuts deep. It convinces the mind and wrings the heart. It makes indelible impressions. It burns. Why? Because sincerity is truth, and truth is God. When good is expressed through me, it is God's own self finding expression. Of course it cuts deep, and rings, and burns, and leaves an enduring memory. Is not the best way to make my unconscious influence always helpful, always good, just to forget about my conscious attempts to exert influence and let God attend to it? If I do, my influence will take care of itself, and consciously letting God express himself through me, think what may be my unconscious influence upon myself.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.